say. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio.
John Stadtmiller has a point. We've got to get off our duffs and make something happen, and that's what has got to happen. We're watching this nation go into the sewer, and we're just sitting there watching it happen, doing nothing. We've got to get involved. We've got to start supporting. And again, I'm serious with John that I'm going to pledge $100 to the network myself, and I think that everyone needs to do it. You know, I shouldn't be up here promoting it unless I'm willing to do that. And I would recommend that everyone out there support this network. I would recommend that everyone out there get involved. Email LB Borg at lb@packinlaw.com. Get involved with the conference call. Excuse me?
It's org, not com.
Oh, .org. Excuse me. Yep. I wrote that down improperly. But we've got to get involved. And again, I just want to put it out to everyone out there that's in the Tennessee, the Eastern Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, North Georgia, South Carolina area. We're having a meeting in Tennessee on reestablishing government, what it takes to reestablish, how we lost it. We're meeting in Tennessee on March the 11th, Saturday, March 11th, from 1 o'clock to 4. So you can travel a long ways and get there, and you still got time to leave, you know, to drive home. So I'm trying to get people at the Ryan's Steakhouse in Newport, Tennessee. That's on exit 435 off of I-40 on March 11th, Saturday, 1 o'clock to 4. That's in a week. But we've got to get involved. We've got to make something happen. We just can't keep, you know, complaining about it. We've got a full board of callers here. Let's go ahead and go to Paul in Florida. Paul, what can I help you with?
Great show this afternoon.
Thanks, Paul.
I was wondering, when I was in college, one of my history professors said that about 98% of the wars that were fought over economic reasons. And I am wondering what financial loss did the North anticipate if the South had seceded?
Well, here's what you're looking at, as best I can tell. The tax base of the northern states and the southern states was 80% of the tax. The federal tax revenues came from the southern states, from their exports of cotton to Europe and to other places.
Bingo, I think you got it.
And the South saw that 80% was going to them, but was going to the Union itself.
Right.
80% of its budget, but 80% of all the work, and in fact probably more than that, the works projects, the public works projects, was going to the North, building railroads, building the Erie Canal, building the Transcontinental Railroad, and
correct,
they were not benefiting the South.
Correct.
And so you had the situation to where the South says, wait a second, if we can send this much money, we ought to be able to improve ourselves. Now, again, this might not sound fair or whatever, but you have to remember that as far as the white population, which is what was at this time in our history is what was counted,
right,
there were 5 million Southerners and I believe, 19 to 21 million Northerners.
Yes.
So you got, you know, 5 million giving 80% of the revenues going to the 21 million. And so they felt it wasn't fair.
Yeah.
But like any divorce or anything of that nature, there's more issues than just that. But that, you're absolutely right, that was a huge issue of the time.
I understand the War of Independence cost the Union a lot of money also, and the North hadn't had their part of it paid off, even at the time of the Civil War.
Yeah. Well, we got another break. Coming up on another break, Paul, stick with us. We'll get back with you on the other side of the break. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back. This is National Intel Report. This is John Ainsworth. This Thursday, March 2nd. It looks like we lost all of our callers here for the most part. We have a couple called back in, so if you got dropped out, call back in. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties here. Call back in 1-800-313-9443. But I want to reiterate, people, let's support what we got out of it. Let's support the good things that are going on. Let's support RBN. Send a pledge in. Help these guys out. I'm doing it. LB's doing it. You guys need to be doing it also. Let's go to the phone line. Let's go to Russell in Tennessee. Russell, what can I do for you, brother?
Hello, gentlemen. How y'all doing this evening?
Doing good.
Great, great, great. First off, I just want to say that I think it's great that y'all are coming to, that y'all are having this in Newport. Y'all are just right up the road from me. 2 weekends ago, I took it upon myself to drive all the way down through, through Austin and went to a seminar, Liberty Seminars, with Michael Lee Stone. That was advertised on, Frank Whalen's show. And I was, I have to say, after 1,000 miles, I was kind of beat and put in, but the information, the context that they had there was just, it was outstanding. I'm hoping that this what you're going to be doing is going to be kind of similar to that. It was more on a personal basis, I guess, of trying to reclaim your right to who you are, as opposed to trying to reclaim, you know, state government. So I'm really excited about this prospect. One thing that I was curious about, I'm fortunate enough that my the home that I'm living in, my grandmother used to have a ministry here, her own personal ministry. So she had it set up for meetings in her basement that could hold 60 to 70 people. So I've been getting myself ready for meetings. I've got a newsletter together, started my own coalition. It's called the Individuals Freedom Coalition. And I've been actually trying to get out and, you know, get interest drummed up in this. And I'll tell you, it's not easy. You know, it's not easy at all. People look at you like you're a raving lunatic. And, you know, I'm 26 years old. I'm a single father and ex-military. I've been doing this for, you know, for 2 years now, being a single parent. So I try to meet people on whatever grounds that I can, try to build some kind of rapport with them and just plant a seed here and there. But I tell you, man, it's really difficult unless you have an organized manner and you have people to help support you. It can get, you know, I'm sure that y'all can relate to this. It gets difficult at times. People just don't want to hear it. They're too indoctrinated.
Absolutely. And one of the things you got to have is you got to be able to put in people's hands credible information. Information that they can't look at and say, you're a nutcase. And this is why I recommend putting in people's hands Senate reports, put into people's hands the governor's conventions of, 1994, or the Republican governor's conference of 1994, things where they admit there's problems, things that aren't refutable or that are irrefutable. And so getting credible information is one of the big things. Go ahead.
You know, that's one thing I've been complimented time and time again in my book. It's footnoted with references and, you know, authorities. I think Ed's book really doesn't do that from what I saw.
Well, they cite the court cases of where they I think there's some things in that book, some what I would consider taking on some historical revisionist positions in there that aren't well footnoted, but they do have a lot of good footnotes on their court cases and things of that nature. But I don't want to go too deep in that. Russell, what part of Tennessee are you in? You say you're right there in eastern Tennessee?
Yes, sir. Well, it's west Tennessee. I'm over here off of, kind of in between Parker's Crossroads and pretty much.
You gotta name something a little bit bigger than that, man.
It's right in between Memphis and Nashville, right on I-40.
Okay, Memphis and Nashville. Okay. Oh wow, you're way over there.
So this is going to be on the other side of I-40. I'm taking it.
Oh yeah, this is going to be on the in between Knoxville and the North Carolina border.
Okay.
So we're definitely on the other side.
By the way, I've known Mike Stone for about 5 years now. Actually, he's footnoted in my book.
Okay, great.
I've been working with Mike for 5 years. You know, like I said, I'm trying to work with John, or we are working together, not trying, okay? And it's very important. One of my favorite law maxims is many men know many things, no one knows everything. And that's true. And we cannot all take a separatist attitude in this. We all have to work together, and it's very important.
I agree, definitely. Well, hey, I want to get in on that. I want to get in on your call in tonight, your conference call. So your email address where you can send me some information is lv@packlaw.org.
No, it's PAC, People's Awareness Coalition.
Okay.
Is what that stands for. So it's PACINLAW.org.
Okay.
And that the website's pretty extensive. You could spend days on it. So.
That's off of exit 435. So it's pretty far down the road from you guys.
435. But,
look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, I'll be there definitely. Well, hey, keep it up, guys. You know,
thanks,
Russell. I commend and congratulate you for everything that you do. I do what I can to support the network with ordering stuff. The most recent, thing I did was ordered the hand cranked wheatgrass juicer. And it doesn't mean much, but you know, when you do what you can, you do what you can. But keep it up, guys.
Yep. Thanks, Russell. Appreciate you supporting us. Let's go ahead and go to Elias in Michigan. We've got a couple callers still here on the board. Elias, what can I do for you?
Hi. Can you give me a couple of minutes? Or do I have
sure.
I got a declaration here to state. Okay? It is evident it's a couple of paragraphs. It's evident that the usurper in power intends to remain there indefinitely. So therefore, we, the people, and this republic are now in grave danger. Lists are being drawn up, compiled, secretly, against the enemies they consider enemies, and waiting for the next event to be activated. And, of course, these maybe millions of innocent, illegally smeared individuals will be taken to camps, which are built, waiting. And the world stands at the edge of destruction. Of course, things appear fairly normal. So I think we passed the crossroads and we're at the abyss. We're looking in a pit.
I agree, we're right there. What are you reading from, Elias?
I am reading from my own mind, really.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you, I think about this, and the hair stands up on my head, because something is going to happen, and it's going to be very soon. And you know, if someone doesn't take the initiative, we, the people, and they have a movement to remove these people in these positions of power, then we just face possible world destruction.
And that's one of the fears that a lot of people have.
Because
you're looking at this, things are moving on a...
The other man said he was 26. I am 76. I'm not going to last a great deal longer. But I'm looking at the world. I'm wondering, will the world outlast me? I'm wondering if this is... We're just looking. We don't know. Maybe one more step and down we go.
Well, this is where the obligation. We have an obligation to do something, and this is what we're talking about here. Is we see the direction. The direction this country's going in is clear. We know we are going towards our own destruction.
We are going to take some kind of an initiative.
And what do you recommend?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what can be done. Maybe I'm like so many others. I don't know. I look at it, and I'm moved to tears. I can't believe what's happening. I lived through the war. I mean, the Great War, the Second War. I lived through the Depression. You know, we were poor.
I understand.
And I lived through the so-called Third War, the cold, as they call it. And you know, and to see this as the outcome of all this. It makes you, you know, what to do. I mean, you can't just. I mean, it just, like your man said, you talk to people, and they look at you like you're crazy.
The Lord tells us that when the people cease having a love of the truth, that they will be given over to strong delusions, to where they will believe a lie, and this is why we need to realize that this is a this fundamental issue of what's going on, it's a battle between truth and justice and what's right versus evil and deception, coercion, and this is a spiritual battle, and we have an obligation. Well, we have to be able to unite on people who are desirous of the truth.
You know, I've been around a long time, you know, and I saw it, and I have read history. And you know, like they make the analogy to, you know, when Hitler came to power. I was already 3 or 4 years old at that time. Hitler came to power. But you know, there were tremendous organizations in Germany who were opposed. They had powerful organizations, political parties opposed them.
We're out of time, Elias. We've got to go ahead and go to break. But you're right that it's never too late. We can do something, but we've got to get organized. We'll talk to everyone on the other side of the break.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Okay, thank you. Welcome back, everyone. This is the National Intel Report, usually with John Stattmiller, but this is the first Thursday of the month, so you have John Ainsworth, and we're talking about reestablishing lawful government. What happened to our governments? How do we get people involved? What can we do? We've got conference calls. We've got meetings in Tennessee. We've got, we just need you to call up. Also, one thing that I normally do that I haven't done this show is I put out my home phone number. To get people involved, I want you to give me a call. If you want to reestablish your state, get involved in this process of understanding what happened to our state governments. How do we get them back? How do we get something going on in my state, whatever your state is? Give me a call. My phone number is area code 704-563-4554. And that is my home number. And you can give me a call there. Don't call now because I'm not there. It might be a couple hours, and get involved with the conference call. I'm going to have a conference call with LB. It's LB's conference call that he invites me on, and we're trying to get people involved with this conference call, figuring out what's going on, and you can get involved with that conference call by contacting LB at lb@packinlaw.org. That's PACINLAW.org. And I recommend you doing that. We have still have several callers on our board here. We've got David in Minnesota. David, thanks for holding. I know you've been on for a while. What can I do for you?
Yeah, no problem at all, John. Thanks for having me on. First of all, I wanted to say I just finished reading Ed Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, I would highly recommend to anybody. I found myself just shaking my head as I read through this book when I realized what's been done to us through our financial system. But one of the reasons he quotes in there for the reason for the Civil War was also the fact that the South was doing business a lot with Europe.
Right.
And they were buying some of their farming equipment and textiles from Europe, and they were selling their agricultural products. And the North, you know, the North didn't appreciate that. They wanted a monopoly on that trade. So they passed legislation that would force the South to buy their equipment from the Northern manufacturers. And as a retaliation, the Europeans quit buying the South's agricultural products. So this just added fuel to the fire for why the South felt like they were being taken advantage of and forced to do things in a way that, you know, cost them a lot more money.
Right. Once you start looking into this issue, you find out that it just really opens up.
I think you already mentioned earlier that Lincoln clearly stated early on that he wasn't interested in slavery. That was not an issue for him.
Oh, not at all.
Later on, as the popularity of the war started to slack off, and a matter of fact, there was a lot of opposition to the war in the North. There was protest in Washington, D.C., where 1,000 people that were protesting were actually shot and killed by Union troops.
That was New York City, wasn't it? That was New York City.
Maybe you're right, yeah.
Yeah, that was the draft riots of New York City in July of 1863.
So the whole idea of coming out and saying that the war was to abolish slavery was a political maneuver to try and build support for the war. Because when they came out and said, oh, we're fighting to free the slaves, who can oppose that now, right?
Right.
I mean,
well, this is like in Iraq. We're in Iraq to free the Iraqi people.
Right, exactly. Right.
Started out with weapons of mass destruction. Now it's to free the Iraqi people. When we all know what it's really about, it's about money.
Well,
it's about oil.
Absolutely about money and about politics. But, yeah, I mean, one more thing I wanted to add before I go. You know, the last gentleman there sounded kind of not cynical, but, I mean, you know, we do face some pretty amazing odds here. And, you know, we might not be able to overcome all this stuff through knowledge and through our actions. That we have to face that. But I will say one thing positive. Jesus said, when you begin to see these things come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Thank you very much.
That just makes my heart well up. I mean, this is exactly what we've got to go to. We've got to start seeking our God. This is a movement that is too powerful, and it will crush any one individual or any one organization. But with God, all things are possible. And we've got to get back to the roots that made this nation great, the roots that created this nation, and that is being attempting to be a godly people. I'm not going to say that we were all godly people, but we've got to, you know, make Jesus Christ and Jehovah our God. And we've got to stick to the truth, and we've got to stand up for that. And we've got to start having communication with our Lord. We've got to get one-on-one with Him to figure out what's the best direction to go into, and He'll lead us in the right direction.
Amen.
And we need to fear God, not man. And if we fear man and what they might do to us and turn our back on our God, we've lost. We've got to start fearing God and what and our eternity.
That's why America is losing, because everyone has turned their back on them.
I agree. I agree with that. Don in Ohio, you've been on for several minutes, it looks like. I want to thank you for joining us. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I missed the opportunity earlier to ask you the question. It's a hypothetical question, but after they had, you know, basically came out and said that the NSA was doing, the White House said this, NSA was doing the wiretaps and all, and I believe it was Rumsfeld that said that if anybody that, I'll hold over.
Yes, yeah, thanks, Sam. Yeah, we got a break. Don's hold over for us till after the break, and just everyone else join us right after this break.
Listening to Real Talk Radio. Only. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back. I want to thank you for joining us here on the National Intel Report. This is John Ainsworth. I'm sitting in. This is the first Thursday of the month, which is my slot. We're having a little bit of dropout problems with our callers. So, again, all you callers that were up, we have a little technical difficulty. Give us a call back. Call us at 1-800-313-9443. And we'll get with you pretty rapidly here. I have with me Mr. L.B. Bork. L.B.'s out of Wisconsin and has been fighting this battle of what happened in this country for several years. And L.B., you wrote a book called The Red Amendment. What's the fundamental principle behind your book?
Well, it's called The Red Amendment because of basically after I did my research, I found that the 14th Amendment basically was to implement Marxism in America. So, of course, the red being communist. And
right.
The other issue is that it's a side issue similar to, the incorporation of D.C. In what was that, 71?
1871,
you know,
yeah.
You're right, it's a side issue. But, the Federal Reserve was in the planning, I believe, even when they implemented the 14th Amendment. And, of course, what we've seen with the 14th Amendment and the Federal Reserve System, that you can't argue or question the public debt, So right. What they've done is turn everyone into a slave via the debt, and it's put us in the red in manner of bookkeeping terminology. Oh. Okay, you say you're in the red, so it's got a dual purpose or dual meaning. So it basically goes over the 14th Amendment and what's transpired. What's happened is I've got some law reviews posted on the PAC website under the 14th Amendment section, and all the evidence points to it being a corporate plot to benefit corporations.
The creation of the 14th Amendment.
Yes, exactly.
And really, what I see, one of the main reasons or main functions I see as the 14th Amendment is it's the amendment of equality, and equality sounds good, especially if you just keep throwing, you know, the issue of slavery and the black issue and things of this nature. But that is not the equality that was actually, that's not the dominant equality that actually comes out of this amendment. You have the equality of the corporation being equal to a
right.
person. You have the equality of the atheist being equal to the Christian in a Christian nation, which therefore rids this nation of its Christian roots. We see equality of the Roe versus Wade, the woman's right to choose is no longer murder. That the issues of which the 14th Amendment, or the issues which have been settled by the 14th Amendment, or violations of the 14th Amendment, have been the foundation of the destruction of this country. You know, Roe v. Wade was based on violations of the 14th Amendment, had nothing to do with black rights. Stone versus Graham, Lawrence versus Texas, you know, the sodomy laws were knocked down based upon this doctrine of equality that the, you know, people engaged in sodomy had an equal right to do that as people who were engaged in monogamous, you know, relationships. So the 14th Amendment is fraught with all sorts of things that have nothing to do with black civil rights, which is what we constantly told it's about.
Actually, Justice Hugo Black stated, he's a Supreme Court judge, that here's a quote from it. Of the cases in this court which the 14th Amendment was applied during the first 50 years after its adoption, less than one-half of 1% invoked it in protection of the Negro race. And more than 50% asked its benefits to extend to corporations. So that's evidence of its interpretation.
And
like
roughly,
I said,
roughly what year was that?
I don't know what that what year that was quoted.
Okay.
I don't know if it was research. Yeah. It's someone sent that to me. So
okay.
Unfortunately, it wasn't complete, but I can believe it because the Yale Law Reviews that I have up on the website go over this exact. It's called the conspiracy theory. They put it in quotes. Okay. It's this theory thing. It's not a conspiracy. It's a theory. The conspiracy theory of the 14th Amendment. And the law reviews go over this issue in depth. So anyone that wants to check those out, they're on the PAC website.
Yeah, and I haven't read that yet. And I look forward to once my computer gets back home again. I'm actually got a total crash right now where I have no computer. I had to go somewhere else actually to do this show. So I'm interested in reading those law reviews.
Yeah. You mentioned the Roe v. Wade case. Okay, let me give you a quote out of that. I think I mentioned this on the show a couple of weeks ago, but it's one of my favorite quotes from any Supreme Court case. The court stated, "In this country, the law in effect in all but a few states until mid-19th century was the pre-existing English common law. It was not till after the war between the states that legislation began generally to replace the common law." So they're telling you, the Supreme Court said, that the common law was done away with, and the will of the legislature took effect and controlled the people of the United States of America.
Well, see, and that's another principle that was established during Reconstruction. Thaddeus Stevens got on the floor of the House of Representatives in Congress and said, "Who are the people?" And he went on to say, "Congress is the people."
Right.
Which is, that's a violation of the principles laid down in the Federalist Papers, where they said that the representatives of the people could never substitute their will for the will of the people. So, again, you have the principles that were laid down. I'm not a big Federalist. I'm more of an anti-Federalist. But you still have to, you know, they won, so you got to go by what they said. And they said that the representatives of the people could never establish their will over the will of the people. Well, that principle is overturned on the floor of Congress by Thaddeus Stevens when he said Congress is the people.
Right. You just mentioned you got to go by what they've determined, okay? And I've come to the same conclusion. I'm not a big constitutionalist per se. The thing's right. The Constitution's got a lot of holes in it and problems aside this purported 14th Amendment being needed or to implement blacks' rights during the Civil War period or the Reconstruction era. I've done all my research. I drew my line in the sand, so to speak, okay? And it came to the 14th Amendment being the worst tragedy or the Reconstruction period, Reconstruction Acts, that whole period that you talk about or have researched, being the main problem. And that's, I think, where we agree pretty much 100%.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got all of our callers back again. Let's go back to, so I don't want to leave callers at the end of the show. Let's get back to Don from Ohio. Don, welcome back.
Boy, you guys have some problems going on there. I wanted to bring up this hypothetical. When it became known that the
I think we lost him again. Wow, Don,
he's back. He's there.
Okay. You there?
Yeah, we're here. Go ahead.
Okay. I believe it was Donald Rumsfeld that came out and said that, well, there was plenty of people that knew about it way in advance, and if they thought that there was treason involved, that, you know, all rules, you know, would become mute, and they could come forward to tell the people that there was treason afoot. Now, what goes to say that the same rule doesn't apply to Sybil Edmonds or anybody else like that? I mean, he gave the rule right there. He said that if anybody believes there's treason involved in the NSA, you know, I mean, this is the security people that are involved in understanding what the hell's going, what's going on in this country. If anybody believed that there was something wrong that was going on, they could come forth and, you know, basically tell the American people. He said that. Now, you know, the same thing goes through. You know, I mean, if Sybil Edmonds thinks that there was treason going on, wouldn't you think that's the truth? That she can come forward and, you know, say, you know, forget the gag order. I mean, he said it right on TV.
Well, I believe that anybody could come forward. I mean, again, what we see today is there's so much stuff that's wrong, and there's so much conflict, there's so much hypocrisy, and people standing on two sides. You know, I don't even choose to talk that much about what goes on anymore, because it's we're not looking at the root cause. We're looking at just, you know, the stuff that keeps us busy and keeps us talking, that keeps us away from the root of the problem. And the root of the problem is if we want lawful government back, if we want a government that's not committing treason on a daily basis, where does the responsibility lie? Don, it lies in you. It lies in me. It lies in LB. That we've got to start putting back together lawful, provable government. And we've got to quit looking at these usurpers, these people that are in place, and look at all the violations they're doing. They're going to do violations every day.
Under that circumstance, though, and that standard, aren't they saying that if you feel that, you know, there is treason within government, that you should speak out even if you're under gag order?
Absolutely. I mean,
yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's all I had to say.
And that's where I come from. You know, I call these people insurgents, because that's what they are. You know, it's kind of interesting. They're calling these freedom fighters over in Iraq insurgents, when actually we have insurgents here in the United States.
And we have an obligation. Go ahead.
Yeah, look, you know, that are really the bad guys.
And we have an obligation.
People over in Iraq aren't bad guys. They're fighting for their freedom. Their country was conquered.
And we do have an obligation. There is an obligation in law that anytime treason does happen, we have an obligation to state it. And that's what we're doing. That's the principle we operate under, is that the 39th Congress by saying it had authority to conquer states, actually committed treason. And I don't want to participate in that. And we have an obligation to call it what it was. And that's what we're calling it. Yes. But we've got John. We've got John, Joe, Bob, Ben. We've got several of you on. We're going to try to get you all on here by the end of the show. John, in New York, what can we do for you?
You know, Abe Lincoln, he was fighting quite a battle against the banks there. He had a couple of good comments about where, you know, where you hear a statement. I can't quite remember this, the quote, but he was, it was men of deceit that were creating the laws. And he was battling it, and he, you know, I kind of feel that he was battling it in the best way that he knew how. But then also his son came out and was quite a, had some jobs of putting the slaves down and stuff again after his father was gone. And he was quite a tyrant, so it makes you wonder what did really go on. But there was a, I don't know if you've ever heard of the culture, the Lemurian culture back, it was supposedly 50,000 years long, and it only had 10 laws. But the devastation of it was the ethics of the people upholding the laws failed. And
right.
The as we have to support ourselves spiritually, and we're not teaching our children to support themselves spiritually, we lose our base of abilities to control. It's like, I know a lot of people don't believe in Planet X, but it's by science comes by every 3,600 years and devastates the planet. And their culture was able to subside that devastation until the end, because they finally, my understanding of the culture of dying was they had like an enlarged welfare rate that they were feeling bad for the people that weren't able to do somehow, and they got weak in their aspects of demand of good, you know, you should go out and work. You should be responsible for yourself. There's a balance point, and they got too weak in their balance points, and that would.
And who did this?
Pardon me?
Well, I was saying, what group of people was this?
This is the Lemurian society? Culture on the continent of Mu.
I'm not real familiar with that, and I'm not sure I really want to learn a whole lot about that right now.
I know not many people have heard about it, and also my shortwave wasn't coming in well. If you could give me that number one more time on how to get in that, the legislative or the laws set up there. You had a website or whatever.
Well, we've got two ways you can contact us, try to get involved. One is to contact LB at, now this is over the internet or email, LB at packinlaw.org. PAC.
PAC.
It's People's Awareness Coalition is what PAC stands for. So it's packinlaw, INLAW. org, and we'll have a conference call tonight from well, I'm in Eastern time, and so I believe it goes from 9 to 11 Eastern, which is what, 8 to 10 Central.
Okay, I'm Eastern also.
Yeah.
Now is that over the internet, or is it a verbal, or you got to be?
No, it's over phone lines.
Over phone lines. Is it
yes,
a number?
You have to pay for the call.
Okay.
Okay.
And the number?
Why don't you give them the numbers? Email me, and I'll send them to you.
Okay.
We've had trouble in the past with
okay, I apologize.
You know, understand with people just calling in and
sure.
Interrupting the calls. So
okay,
we only want serious callers. Okay.
The only other comment I got is just in what's going on. It's like you probably heard of my battle. I don't want to repeat it. I've been fighting the Cornell University now in my lawsuit with his farm, and they put out organizations that they call like LEED and. And as I'm reading it, it has like just their involvement of 90% of them are involved in state and local government. 140 are in corporate officers and board members, as far as insurance, as far as our co-ops, as far as, you know, they're just like a spider web throughout. And it's a conglomerate of control. And it's right directly through our universities, which is state run, which is, you know, it's just, you know, as the law said, we're not supposed to have conglomerates. Here it is, directed from the state to control everybody and intermingle and put down.
And yeah, the amount of problems we have out there are insurmountable. This just shows the need of why we've got to get our, you know, if we want to get educated, we cannot put our education in the hands of the universities that are out there. You know, we can't just go out there and get on the internet and just start looking up every single thing we can
That's
possibly
right.
find. So, you know, an ignorant people, I think James Madison said that an ignorant people are going to be, I'm trying to paraphrase something, I just forgot it halfway through. But
Well, it's,
you can't be ignorant and free. You're always going to be controlled by the people who have the knowledge, and we have to attain the knowledge it takes to get our freedom back.
Well, spiritually, we get put down by the negatives of, you want to call Satan or whatever, but also I think as we start advancing ourselves and start coming up, I think we also get challenged by God to see how much we can take and see how much we can build on top of a plate of whatever troubles. And as we can improve ourselves, we initiate ourselves as being better people.
And so I think we get challenged by God to see. He puts things in front of us, just like this situation, to see what we will do. And if we're going to sit on our hands and let, you know, what's it said? Now, I know this is not a biblical quote, but, you know, evil triumphs when good men do nothing. I think that was Edmund Burke who stated that.
That's exactly
and
right.
So evil is going to triumph. And I believe this, when the good people, the good Christians, do nothing and just allow it to happen. So we do have an obligation not just to sit around and watch this go on. We have got to do something. John, I want to thank you for joining us here. We're going to get back with some other people on the other side of the break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, needs special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Okay, we just have a couple minutes left here. I want to welcome everyone back. We have some callers on the line. Let's just go straight to the lines and try to zero this out. Joe in Texas, what can we do for you?
Yes, I was just calling with some possible advice. Trying to form a coalition party. I've heard There was a Senator Bob Smith that ran independently in 2000. He said the same thing that's basically being said on RBN and other Patriot networks. You have Alan Keyes. You have Anthony J. Hilder. I've heard him on Szymanski's program. He knows Ed Asner. He has a lot of connections. Pharma Coalition Party with all these people, say, merge the Libertarian and Constitutional Party. And people, you've got Gary Bucci, Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson's father was on Shortwave. Have you ever heard him?
Yeah, Joe, we just got a couple minutes left. So what's the point? What's your suggestion?
You've got all these people. They're all disconnected. You got Ron Paul. Have Ron Paul start to form a political party. Political party with principles would have power.
Okay, we're not about forming a party. So understand that right up front, is that we're saying the system's broke. We're not to form a party, to form a coalition party, would to accept the system as it is and say that we just need to go in a different direction. The issue is that the system is broken. We're operating under unconstitutional principles. And those principles, the principle that the federal government has authority to conquer states and subjugate its citizens and create new states, reduce states to territories, coerce amending the Constitution, coerce that process, we're saying that that is not acceptable, and we're taking that legal argument to court to try and get this 14th Amendment and the overthrow of lawful states rectified. And we say that that has to start with the people, with you, saying that this this situation that's going on is unconstitutional, and that we don't participate in it anymore. Well, it looks like we dropped all of our calls again. We just got a couple minutes left. But, yeah, again, I want everyone to know we're not about forming another party and trying to get involved in the present government that's out there and trying to get it to redirect and go in another direction. What we are about is to reestablish the governments that were unconstitutionally and unlawfully usurped, taken away from us without authority from the federal government. This is a legal argument. We have a right to participate in lawful, provable government. And if the government out there today cannot prove its lawfulness, cannot prove its legitimacy based upon the unconstitutionality of the Reconstruction Acts, we have no obligation to participate in it. But we do have an obligation to participate in lawful, provable government. Not just say they're unconstitutional, but to start participating in what we have a right to participate in. And if you want to get involved in that process, give me a call. My home phone number is area code 704-563-4554. You can contact L.B. Bork at lb@packinlaw.org and get involved in a conference call tonight. We're looking for serious people who want to have serious remedies of what's going on in this country today. L.B., what do you have going on? Oh, what's time?
Generally just getting state nationals up and running. We have a right under international law.
Right. But we want to get people involved. We want to have a forum for that. Give us a call. Give me a call at home. Give LB an email. Get on the conference call. Join us in Tennessee. We're trying to move. We're trying to make something happen. We want you to get involved. I want to thank you for joining us here on RBN National Intel Report this Thursday. Have a good week.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. while the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.